Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Mace, you're almost ready to whoop, whoop again?
I'm just about there, man. I'm just about. The sad thing is now Juan has gotten the RSV.
Did you?
The whole house is just a mess.
Yeah.
Don't rush it. Be like Stafford, who's cleared concussion protocol, but they're just playing it safe. Play it safe. Don't do the woo-woo
yet.
No,
I'm ready for Wolford Palooza on Sunday.
Yeah. Are you surprised? I was surprised. I thought we'd see Perkins.
I am surprised. I wanted to see a little bit more of Bryce Perkins. Wolford, obviously more familiar with the offense because he's been in the system for a few years now, and at one point McVay even decided he was going to use him in a playoff game, got his bell rung, and Jared Goff had to come in anyway. But I think he probably has more confidence in Wolford than he does in Bryce Perkins, even though I think Perkins probably has more upside.
Well, that's the thing, right, Mace? Like, I agree with what you said. I think that John Wolford probably gives them a better chance to win the game, if that's what we're looking at. He probably knows the offense better. But I don't know how good Bryce Perkins is or is not.
And these are the games to kind of see it.
Yeah, I feel like I got a reasonable hold of what sort of player Wolford is. I don't know about Bryce Perkins. I'd like to see more.
So I got me a prediction. Already, I don't know if we're going to win on Sunday, if the Rams are going to beat Seattle on Sunday, but I can guarantee you this. There will be one touchdown pass from John Wolford to Van Jefferson.
Well, who else would it go to?
Yeah, I guess there is nobody else, right? Well,
Mace did call on the last drive of USC-UCLA. Mace, you did make that prediction.
Yeah, I did say DTR is throwing an interception.
Did you literally say that out loud?
Well, the odds were pretty good.
He looked at me and said he's going to throw a pick, and he threw a pick.
That's just playing the odds, though, Mace. He'd already thrown three.
Yeah, he was on a roll at that point of the game.
He was on a heater. How you feeling today, Momo?
Good.
Yeah?
I made an adjustment. Came in with a big, fluffy sweater on today.
There you go.
Yesterday, I came in with
a t-shirt.
And I was freezing in here. And I was like, you know what? It's time. I don't trust this place.
We had beef hanging up here. It was cold enough.
I had to put my hands inside my t-shirt for the whole show.
Well, who's in control? Like, when I'm there and Ireland's there.
It's on 67 right now.
Slee's closest to it, so that means
Slee, do you control the thermostat?
Well, here's what happens.
He's got a puffy jacket.
Well, I had to wear it too.
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Trav does a move where sometimes when he exits, gets a little 1-2 tap.
Oh, for sure.
Just a little 1-2 tap. It's never going up. It's never going up. It's always going down.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So even, and I'm kind of like, all right, I'm usually going to wear a sweater or jacket in here anyway, so I'm okay. I'm comfortable. If I'm wearing a t-shirt, I'd be freezing like Ramona yesterday.
Yeah, I was cold.
No, even in the middle of summer, I come in here with a sweatshirt on.
I understand you now. I have been dressed so poorly the last 2 days. Like, this is literally.
Meaning what?
Rolled out of bed, put on some athletic leisure pants.
Yes.
A t-shirt and a sweater, and I did not. I mean, my hair is in a ponytail today.
That's okay.
That's okay. You look comfortable.
Yeah, this is
the beauty of radio, Momo. I'm telling you,
this is not a professional outfit.
It's not a professional radio outfit.
Today.
No stream.
We're all good.
Professional radio outfit.
You want a show?
Oh yeah. Okay. So. I went and got a haircut yesterday.
Okay.
Oh, I've heard about this haircut.
I'm fairly certain it's the worst haircut I've gotten.
Now, my impression is it must look like Hans Gruber in Die Hard. Do I have that right, or is it some other 80s
No, I think what they're talking... So, Emily just said something earlier that friends of mine have said. This is not haircut related exactly. That I look like every bully from every 80s movie that existed.
Like in high school.
that was my deal. It's really short. Like, I can't comb it or anything.
It just
kind of sticks up all over the place.
I don't dislike.
I think you're being nice. It'll grow out. And
so is it like a crew cut?
Almost. It's crew cut adjacent.
They went too short. Yeah, they went too short up top. So everything's just sticking up.
The first chop she went for, I'm like, uh-oh, we're in trouble.
Why don't you say something at that point?
Because it's already too short.
By the way, I've been in the same position where I think the barber is screwing it up, and you're just like frozen in space, and you're afraid to say anything because it might get worse. Plus, it's already cut, so there's no do-over.
You can't glue it back on. Once it's too short, you got to take everything else down with it. Does it... Be honest, Ramona. It's pretty terrible, yes?
Take off the headset. Okay. Take off the headset.
I mean, I know why you don't like it.
Because usually I kind of pull it back, right?
Yeah, and this
pull
it just back.
Sticks yeah. up like
I got to be honest, it's not good.
Years old.
It's not your best
hair. You don't think it's good?
Not, no, it's
I
not
think
his
it's
best
fine.
Haircut.
I'll tell you the truth. I think it's fine.
Coming from somebody with no hair, it wasn't your best haircut.
It's not
exactly.
A great look. It's
exactly.
Not a
great boy, haircut. That Tom Rinaldi schedule was ridiculous.
Is that a bonkers or
what? Who wants to work that hard? Seriously, who wants to put themselves through
that? That's exactly the thought I had. I had that exact same thought, Mace. I was like, that, no.
I mean, what? Doha, Jersey, Columbus, Dallas, back to Doha, whatever the hell it was. It's
Kansas
like
Kansas City.
They are not paying that guy enough. Whatever they're paying him, they're not paying him enough.
I mean, he's
definitely
flying first class, okay?
Of
and I'm
course,
sure
yeah.
flying on Qatar Airways first class is like pretty
I'm
nice.
I'm sure it's yeah. totally
yeah, but
out,
it's still
yeah.
18 hours in an airplane.
Oh, my God. I know. And then to just like pop into really big college football games and like...
Two NFL games, a college football game,
Chiefs
and the
Rams
World Cup.
In the middle of all that.
Yeah, it's the lope. That's the nadir.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm looking for ways to work a little less.
Yeah,
work less, not more.
Yeah.
So I think the way to phrase it that comes across well to your employer, is I want to pick my spots.
Oh, that's good. Okay, yeah, me, I want to
really pick
my
spots where I can have an impact.
Yes. Strategically deploy your expertise.
Excellent. You like that?
Yeah, that was really good. The way she said it, too.
Sounds like Momo may have had this conversation.
So
maybe.
We were talking a little bit earlier. Have you ever seen your parents super drunk?
Super drunk. I saw my mom super stoned.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Same idea.
Never seen my dad, but I've seen my mom a little toasty.
Yeah, we were talking about when it's okay for your kids to kind of see that maybe you've been enjoying yourself a little bit. And I realized I've never really seen my parents in that state of mind. And
See, I saw my dad drunk mostly the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah,
that is sadly true.
He did
sadly
pick,
true.
He picked an era. He didn't pick an event.
Hey, it's Dad.
There he is again.
That's the way it went at my house. Well, I heard your stories though. The Bergman story about Jan Bergman yelling "Let's Dance" on Bourbon Street was
dragged off Bourbon Street.
I've worked with Bergman for years. He's never had an occasion to tell that story. No,
we had a caller, Ramona, that said that he and his dad went out one night and tore it up. And his dad's big dude. His dad's 6'5", 300 pounds, big guy. And the next day, his dad was the organist at a funeral.
Oh my gosh!
And fell off the bench. He couldn't play the organ anymore.
Passed out.
Oh I like that story about the guy who went bowling and put the shoes on and then complained about the shoes.
Yeah.
These shoes aren't working. No, they're on the wrong feet, sir. That's a great one. It's my mom's gotten stoned a couple of times. I guess lately she's been hitting up the dispensary out in Palm Springs a little bit.
Yeah.
But
what does stoned mom do? She just get weird or quiet or what happens?
She gets so like... jelly. She just be so like I remember we were at this house in Palm Springs and there was a pool. So my mom has a piece of chocolate or whatever it was, and it was probably too much for her. And she just walks out to the pool and lays on one of the rafts on her side, which is not in the pool. She just lays on the raft on the side of the pool for the rest of the night, yammering and yammering and yammering. I thought it was actually really entertaining.
Oh, so she gets super talkative.
She gets very talkative.
I like that.
Yes.
I like
that.
I have somebody in my household that gets a little talkative when we go to the other side.
I've seen Mace a little toasty.
No, when? When?
When we were in Bristol?
Oh, yeah. But that was gigantic margarita, right?
Yeah, it was a...
We were at the Comfort Inn or whatever the hotel there is.
It was the one with the cookies.
Days Inn.
Doubletree.
We have a much more recent story of you, Mace.
No, we're not going to tell that story.
No, he talks about it all the time.
Yeah, I talk about Clearman's Galley.
He's a legend there.
Morales tried to feed me 3 dirty martinis, and guess what happened?
What happened at
so
the
Mace
Doubletree?
I was surprised because, like, for a guy who lights up as much as you do and, like, handles that very well, apparently, you do not hold liquor very well. Like,
not
you had
you
completely
just,
different.
I don't think it
what
was a lot.
What happens to him? Like, is he get
completely
chatty?
Different.
He was
get
just
sloppy?
Like,
oh,
I'm
what
having some of this Tazma. like, slurry and happy.
Delicious.
Yeah. It was like that. And it was
Is the Doubletree in Bristol, is that literally across the street from campus?
Literally across the street.
We
so
had.
It used to be some other hotel chain, and it was so sad. It was
a Radisson, right?
Yeah, it was a Radisson.
Yeah.
And the other options are there's no good hotels in Bristol. Like when you go to the ESPN campus, there's like a Residence Inn that's a couple miles away. It's about as good as you're going to get. But I used to always fly there in the dead of winter because that's when the NBA season was on and I'd have to go back for Sports Center hits and stuff. And it was... when you go to that Residence Inn and like you can't even walk through like the warm hotel lobby, you just have to go straight from your car in the icy snow and like I'm from California and I don't do this and like you just go inside and it's cold in your room and like and so at least when they have the DoubleTree opened up, it was like there's a nice lobby, there's a fireplace, they have the warm cookies.
They have a
restaurant and bar there.
Sure.
Whereas, like, you know, Residence Inn, you're like stopping by the front desk and getting some Stouffer's, you know, to making your. And this is.
Well, and the size of the margarita was like, finish this margarita and you get it for free. I mean, it was like that kind of.
And Mace and I were there together and he was.
So it was a business decision.
Yeah. And we were like, what else we got to do
economics.
Here? It's like cold Connecticut in the winter. Like, we're not going
I'm not good on liquor.
Just
not my jam.
What happened, Ramona, if you have too much to drink? What do you get? Chatty?
I'm super happy. Okay. I'm happy drunk. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I get chatty and happy and stuff like that. The most drunk I have been ever, I think, in my life was my 40th birthday. I just, you know, because everybody keeps buying
you
alcohol.
Here, on me.
You
there
went
are
hard
some
to the
photos
hoop.
From that night. I went to go see Queen with Adam Lambert at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some photos of me that night, like afterwards. I don't remember all of that. And then I remember not being able to sleep right. I really just wanted to go to sleep, but I was like, it was this spinning.
Oh, that's mm-hmm.
And then you can't
worse.
Go to sleep because you're just spinning.
You're
like,
holding on for dear life.
Oh my God!
You're just hoping the room.
Yeah,
will
I was
stop
like,
moving.
I don't want to do this again.
There was, we went one time.
Yeah.
When I'm on the business side, they told all the markets, L.A., New York, and Chicago. They're like, look, guys, we're gonna take you back to headquarters. We're gonna take you back to Bristol. We're gonna go through. There's going to be a great training that we're going to do. It's kind of like a rallying cry. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to be at Bristol, Connecticut, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So they sent all the markets, all the business side, all the markets over there. And we literally held every one of our meetings and everything we did across the street from campus at the same hotel that you're talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like we didn't even go on campus. It was just we could have done it. They could have sent everybody to
–
could have done it in Cleveland. I think we went on campus one time.
Yeah.
So there's a kid that was just hired. This is like a perfect example of, hey, drinking and working, like make sure you got
be
it.
Careful.
Make sure you got it down. He was literally just hired, probably had been at the – a month had been at the office.
Oh, no.
The Chicago office, let's just say the Chicago office, they drink their liquor.
Yeah.
That's a different world, right? He decided to drink as much as he possibly can in this little pocket that we have. At night we'd get together and in the morning you'd have meetings going, everything else. When we're going back to the airport, we're leaving. Mace, you remember Novak, right? Remember?
Oh,
Rob
yeah.
Novak?
Oh, God, I remember Rob Novak. He's still talking somewhere. That
is that the same guy that you said couldn't sit next to you on the bus?
Yeah, exactly. Same guy.
Novak is driving the van that we're all in. We had to pull over so this kid could keep throwing up.
Oh, no.
So bad.
It's and really... it was at the same hotel you're talking about, drinking as much as he did, you know, right next to campus, everything else. I'm like, my man, you're about 30 minutes into the company. Is this really kind of one
you want to start off?
Have?
Wow, yeah, that's rough.
Here, let me know what you let me know. I'm going to let you know what I'm about.
I just think drinking and work stuff is
terrible
is
idea.
Really bad idea.
Trust me, it's a bad idea.
Like even if it's at a conference or a summit or something.
Did you guys drink at the Mandy's? Did you guys drink?
I did.
I did.
Yeah,
I had
a few drinks there.
I did not.
It's not terrible. Mason. I knew I had to go up there and accept a bunch of awards.
I didn't have to worry
about
that.
Yeah, that's why
I was fine.
That's why Trav and I just kept drinking.
Yeah, you guys just drink away.
I wish I had something to say. I got nothing to say.
We gave it away award. That's the closest we got.
You did hand over an award. That's right.
And the guy disappeared like 2 weeks later. He never appeared from ever again.
Travis got a video tribute at the Mandy's.
That's right.
Did you?
Yeah, did.
It was like Travis Rogers, man of the people,
right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, the Everyman or something like that.
So Mandy's 2, which I understand is they're working on right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have a feeling that Cappy and I twerking, I have been told, is going to be a centerpiece of the Mandy's 2.
Why not?
Which, which is just ridiculous at this point. Well, Kaplan and I are doing a show together next Friday from 1 until 3. This is the first time me and Kaplan have ever done a show together. A lot of people think this is like worlds colliding.
What's
going to happen with these two guys doing a show together? We're looking for a gag. So if you can think of a gag that we can do next Friday. We've done twerking, obviously. We've done a lot of this stuff. But if you can think of a gag.
Down dog.
No, down dog is too easy. Everybody does down dog.
How about some sun salutations?
No, we're not going to do a yoga off. A yoga off is not entertaining.
That.
Yeah, no, that's not happening. But if you got an idea, tweet us at Venice Mace, at Ramona Shelburne, at Travis Rogers, at Alan Sliwa, whoever.
Okay, so before...
whoever.
Before I
just
jump
go on Twitter.
Here. I mentioned this to you guys yesterday. There was something in our mailbox, Mace, that we're having a block party on my street.
Oh, nice.
And for the holidays.
You and your neighbors get together.
I guess. And it has the people that are hosting it, their address, and come by, and we're going to do this and bring that and all these other things.
Nice.
I don't know who they are. I don't know their names. I don't know anybody on my street other than one of my neighbors. Mm. Am I obligated to attend this thing? I'm assuming everybody on the street was invited, obviously.
Be bold, Travis. But be bold. Show up to see your neighbors.
But this is my point. To do what? To stand there awkwardly and introduce myself? I've lived on the street for 8 years, and I don't know these people.
You don't know them, so why not get to know them? Get to know your neighbors.
I understand you, Travis. I do. You just don't have enough love and bandwidth for anyone else.
You don't have warmth in your heart. Enough,
I wouldn't put it quite like that.
No, you have plenty of friends.
I do.
You see plenty of people all day long.
I do.
And your cup runneth over.
I'll take that. I'll take my cup runneth over rather than you don't have love in your heart.
No, you don't need any. Like, it's like adult friendship. Like, there have been moments in my life where I have, it'd be good to have some more friends. Like, when you first get to college.
Sure.
That's a friend-making time,
yes.
Right? When you first move to a new city.
When you first have kids.
Yeah, when you first have kids. Like, I'm in that time right now. I'm making some new mom friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had play dates. That are also like, parents come over, I make a pizza, and they bring the wine.
Yes.
Like, and we would not be friends outside of our kids, but, for that relationship.
That's exactly my point. And Mace, this is the thing, like, the fact that we happen to share some common geography
it's okay.
doesn't mean that I have to get to know you.
But didn't you just answer your own question?
There will come a point in your life when you will need those neighbor friends. Like when you're old and you don't leave the house anymore or you don't go too many places.
Exactly. When you're old,
you're
going to
be glad you know your neighbors.
You clearly do not want anything to do with this.
I want to be in the old people home.
So you're not showing up at the block party, right?
We'll see. We'll see.
I think you show up at the block party and then you leave. It's like, I think that's a 30-minute drop by.
I can do that.
Susan will twist my arm. I'm going to have to go.
Yeah.
Is Susan more social than you? I guess she can't be less social.
She doesn't want to leave, Mace. They're wrapping up the place and she's still going.
Nice.
It'll be. We'll see.
Well, you two balance each other. You compliment each other.
We do.
Now.
We're yin and yang for sure. For sure. Mason and Ireland coming up next. Have a great weekend. Go Rams.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There we go. Welcome to Mason, Ireland. This is the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojans football. Momo, how you doing? By the way, it's me, you and me, Momo, I think for all of next week, right?
Yeah.
Just about all
good.
Of next week.
Yeah. Check it out.
I'm excited about that. John's out on the road, so I get to play. And Bergman, here's one thing that I was listening driving around today, and you are an ongoing part of the Travis and Sliwa show.
Yeah.
Like, you're on there a lot.
Yeah, you are.
You're on there more than you're on our show.
That's not true in the slightest.
So why do you not leave your mic cracked when you're on our show and just react to stuff as it goes along the way you do during the Travis and Sliwa show?
I think I talk a lot on this show.
No, I always have to say, Greg, what do you think? How many times do I say, Greg, what do you think? So, I say, Greg, what do you think?
Well, because a lot of the times, especially with you and John, he's going back and forth. It's hard to find that spot in between. Whereas with Travis and Sliwa, they kind of just leave it open for me.
Yeah, see, I think it's open. I think the door is all.
Sure,
for Jorge,
I'll just do
too. Just do it. Just crack the mic and let's go.
I mean, Momo, I don't know. We work together a lot now on this show. I pretty much have my mic on the whole time, don't I? No?
Yeah. You know what I feel like? I feel like you've gotten a little, like, shy back there. Like we need to invite you to chime in. Like, maybe we need to draw you out a little. Like, in other words, you're standing in the corner waiting for the ball to find you to shoot that three?
I was like, I'm like Austin Reeves in the corner.
Yeah.
You're waiting for a corner three.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, fine. If that's the way you want to do it, that's the way
you want to do it. No, we didn't say we wanted you.
No, we don't want you. We want you to roll.
Yeah, that's what he did. That's what he just said. I know you specifically, Momo, don't want that.
I want you to push the pace. Push the pace, Bergman. All right, so I'm looking at TV a lot because I've been home with the RSV, Juan's got the RSV. It's ridiculous. So has anybody ever gotten a car with a big, gigantic bow on it? Because according to TV, this happens all the time. Every single car commercial has a gigantic bow on a car. Does anybody know anybody who's ever gotten
that? Never.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, me.
You got a car with a gigantic bow on it?
I did. My very first car, my dad and mom put a giant bow on the car when they gave it to me. They surprised me with the car. So I went and I got an Acura CL, and they put me, which I know is fancy stuff, but they gave me the car. And when I got there, they're like, "Oh, let's just test drive this car one more time." It's like, "Well, I don't want it. I just want the car." And when we got there, the car was out there with the bow on it and everything, and I walked right past it.
So let's say I wanted,
not knowing that it was mine.
Let's say I wanted to give a car to somebody.
Okay,
where would I go and buy a gigantic bow? Like, is there a place where those are sold? Just car dealers, right?
Yep, they'll do it for you. You just ask
the dealer themselves.
I think Amazon probably sells everything.
Gigantic car bows?
Let's look.
Let's look. Let's look and see if Amazon sells gigantic car bows.
I'm literally
going
to go to
bows.
Amazon right now.
So go to the car dealership, get Juan a car, and just say, hey, can you put a giant bow on this? And they will.
Interesting. I can't imagine giving a car for Christmas.
Yep, car bows.
Car bows?
Yeah, it's a. There's one. I could get it for you tomorrow.
I don't need it. Not getting a car, but how much does it cost? How much does a car bow cost?
This car bows is $49.95, but it's a really big one. It's really big. And there's another one that's $13.99.
Okay, so you can get them on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's not as rare as I thought it was.
Yeah, big car bow. That's what I just.
Big car bow.
It's literally big car bow.
So $14. We always talk about Dr. Clapper's promos on the show. And yesterday, we tried to clapperize the promo that we ran through the day. Jorge, do you have that?
There's not a produced one, and I'm cleaning it up. Hang on.
Oh, cleaning it up. Okay. Oh, it never got produced? It never aired?
No. We didn't have a looky today?
It never aired.
That was a good looky.
That was a good looky.
Well, that was a great looky.
Yeah, that was a great looky.
Well, I mean, how do we know? I mean, nobody knows what to tune in for then.
Yeah, we didn't tease anything.
If you don't tease it, it doesn't happen. Well, now, I mean, you did all this work.
Jorge's found it. Go ahead and hit it, Jorge.
All right, Momo, big Friday show. I'm going to do this promo clapper style. Are you ready?
All right, let's do it.
What do Howard Stern and long-distance running legend Mo Farah have to do with Oprah Winfrey's garden in Montecito and a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise? Tune in Friday to find out.
I went by Oprah's garden in Montecito once.
So, I cannot connect those things at all. I just completely randomly made stuff up. I do have a little something about Howard Stern. I do have a little something about Oprah Winfrey. I did see Mo Farah win a gold medal at the Olympics, and I do have a jar of Hellman's mayonnaise in my refrigerator.
How do you have Hellman's mayonnaise? West of the Rockies, it is known as Best Foods.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't even know what Hellman's is.
Hellman's mayonnaise?
That's an East of the Rockies thing.
Is it really?
They're the same thing.
Yeah. It's the same mayonnaise, but it's known differently.
Like Hardee's and Carl's Jr.?
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing.
Yeah. It's just different name.
Oh, interesting.
You didn't know this? How do you have Hellman's in your fridge then?
Maybe Hellman's just passed. Maybe it is Best, and I just assume it's Hellman's. I don't know.
Because it has the same label, but it looks similar, but it has a different name.
I mean, I obviously grew up east of the Rockies, so that probably sticks in my mind.
They're exactly the same thing. Why would they have different names? Why would you change the name of the mayonnaise?
It probably started out out east or something, and then when it came to the west coast, they probably focus tested it.
It's like radio stations. Everything east of the Mississippi is with a W. Everything
with a W,
the west,
and then
it's a K.
Yeah. It's probably like that. Yeah. It's probably like that. So there is so much going on today, and we have a really short show. It's an Effort Friday, very short show. We're on until 3 o'clock today. So let's get to a bunch of stuff. With a win tonight, the USC Trojans will be in the college football playoff. They are 2.5-point favorites at Allegiant Stadium versus Utah. And is it true, Bergman, that we've got, how do you do, Pete Arbogast coming on today?
Yes, whoa. Pete Arbogast coming on at 2:30.
Awesome. We will preview the game with Pete, who I worked with for many years on the USC broadcast. You know, I've got ties to USC because I spent, 8 years doing the pregame for the USC football radio network, and then I owned those movie theaters. People are always surprised with this. I owned the movie theaters at USC for 20 years. People who went to USC and went to the movies, those were my theaters right across the street for a very long time. So I spent a lot of time over there, and I'm super excited that the Trojans are back, that the glory is being restored by Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams, who is sure to cinch the Heisman Trophy tonight. Momo, do you think there's any chance we don't win?
No, I think they're winning.
Bergman?
I think USC is winning. They're closing out.
Utah's taking the lead. They're winning.
Oh, Bergman.
Go, Utes. Come on, Utes.
Jorge?
Oh, yeah, Trojans take it. Yeah.
Trojans, ooh. There you go. We're all over that.
I can't
We're
root for them. That. There's nothing, there's not one single ounce of my body that
Are
can
you
root
kidding?
For them.
You don't have just a real appreciation for what Caleb Williams is doing when he drops back in the pocket?
Those
He's
are
got that
two
calm
separate
look
things.
In the pocket.
Those are two separate things. Appreciating what Caleb Williams does because he is fantastic and wanting USC to win are two totally separate things.
Can you not appreciate what Lincoln Riley has been able to do in just 1 year?
Appreciate it, sure. I still don't want them to win. I want them to get blown out and not score any points.
Here's what I heard. Greg Bergman appreciates Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams.
You can hear whatever you like.
But that's what I
go
take away from
Utes.
It. Go Utes. You can't say that on the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojans football.
It's unofficial.
I dumped it. I'm just playing.
God, how dare you?
So, interesting, my cred is being challenged on a particular subject. I want to bring that up coming up next for you. Also, let me see here. Oh, did you see all this Drew Brees stuff?
No.
Oh, the Drew Brees stuff is fascinating and leads to a really interesting conversation. We will do that coming up next for you. It's an Effort Friday short show leading up to Lakers and Bucks pregame at 3 o'clock today. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. So yesterday at the end of the show, I was asked very pointedly by Scott Kaplan how many milligrams of cannabis I generally use. And I said 5. And I got many, many tweets after that, like, for example, from Warner G that says, for a guy that's always talking about weed, Venice Mace is a lightweight. Big E, 5 milligrams. Come on, Mace. They don't even give you a head change. You need at least 30, 40 to make it worthwhile. Day one Rams fan, 5 milligrams is nothing. Is Mason even for real? I got that kind of response.
Wow.
Are you surprised that I'm being attacked on
my
420 credibility?
You're a fake stoner.
I'm not a fake. By the way, I grossly underestimated.
Well, 5, if they're saying 30 to 40 and you're only taking 5.
It's like taking one baby aspirin.
Yeah.
Right. No, I feel great.
No, I wanted to kind of protect my image by saying 5. And in return, the stoners all came after me on Twitter. So the truth is more. The truth is more.
You try to protect. You try to protect your image.
I was trying to protect my image.
And you took it, and you actually ruined your image.
Right. I was trying to protect my image by keeping the number low, and instead, I ruined my image with all the stoners because I said it was too low. It's actually more than that. So now I don't know where my image.
So
is.
How many is it?
It is.
Be real.
Be real.
Oh, we didn't do Tuesday. Tuesday.
It's not Tuesday.
Oh.
30. 30 milligrams a night.
Okay.
At night, like in one sitting.
Yes. Just that, like, bam, boom.
That's a lot.
No, it's not.
I think it's a lot.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, you mean in one sitting? You're not...
Through the night.
Okay, because, like, each gummy is probably 10.
Yeah, correct. Each gummy's 10. I'd take one, take another. That's but it's not 5. I'll just tell you it's not 5. Don't worry, I'm a stoner. All right, what does...
You tell him.
I want you to read this. I want to read this tweet and tell me what you think is missing.
This is from hashtag Worthy Splash.
Okay.
I really love the crew at ESPN LA, especially Mason, Sedano, Kaplan, Bergman, Lara, Chris Morales, Jorge, and Lindsay Baseball. You are our local celebrities, even if y'all don't personally identify as such. What's missing?
Ireland.
Ireland. He left Ireland off this tweet.
He left Travis and Sliwa off.
He also left Travis and Sliwa off. But it sounds like he may be somebody who starts listening around our time and then rolls into the afternoon.
Yeah, that's
but
how it goes.
Do you think the guy has something against Ireland?
No, I think he just forgot.
You think he just forgot
or ran out of
characters maybe?
No, because there's a lot of characters. I think like sometimes when I'm sending a group text, I do that too. You start typing the group text.
You send massive group texts.
Yeah, like I'll put three or four people on. If I hear
you sent one night, Momo. I don't know. Have we talked to you about this? The night you included like 11 people on your group text?
Oh, but yeah, not I everybody. Did. You didn't but put not. Everybody.
Who? What was it about? What was I talking about?
It was about
Dodgers.
The Astros winning the World Series.
Yeah, it was. Who did I put
and
on
and
didn't?
You included everybody.
Who did I put on there?
I think
you had Sam Pines, the station manager.
Did I know?
Yeah, I think you had Justin Schafflander, our sales manager. I think
Tommy Lamb was on there.
Tommy Lamb was on there.
No way, on a tweet?
Carlo, DeAndre the intern was
Stop,
on there.
You're
it was unbelievable.
Me.
Except for... There was no Laura.
There's 10.
Except for Laura.
Oh, that's so bad. See, that's what happens. You just forget. Okay, so let's see. I'm finding it now.
Okay.
I have Mace, Ireland, Bergman, Travis Rogers, George Sedano, Sliwa, Morales, Fulton, Kaplan, and Briones. Oh, yeah, I forgot Laura.
You did forget Laura.
Sorry, Laura.
I don't think.
But is 10 people the right amount of people to put on a group text?
Could have been more, right?
Could have
been one more,
right.
Clearly. She's probably mad. Huh? Did they bring that up on their show?
No, we brought it up.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for outing me on that. Thanks.
You're many, many names.
That's like totally, see, that's what happens. You start going and you're like, okay, who have we talked baseball with? I think we had just done a segment of, maybe it was a crosstalk. We had done crosstalk on several different, on both of the shows.
Right.
So I tried to include all the hosts, right? So I have obviously Kaplan and Sedano, and I have Travis and Sliwa. So we have all the hosts on there. I tried to get all the producers. I just clearly forgot Laura.
Sorry,
Laura.
And I don't think any of us were actually watching the World Series.
Yeah.
I think you were the only one that was actually watching. None of us wanted to. We all averted our eyes from
Travis
what we
did.
Knew was going to happen. Travis did watch, yeah.
Travis did watch. And also, by the way, Itiga, he also responded saying that Ireland has never tweeted me back, so I have a fake one-sided beef with him. I legit didn't have enough characters for Travis Rogers and Alan Sliwa, but I love them and Emily Hebel just as much as everyone else I mentioned in the original tweet.
Okay, so hashtag Worthy Splash, thank you very much. Yeah, it's kind of named for John.
Right.
He's the one who brought us the Worthy Splash. But
don't worry, I'm a stoner.
Yeah, there. Thank you. God, walked right into it.
Yeah, you really did.
Thank you.
All right, so last night about 10 o'clock, there was a tweet that came out that was Drew Brees on the set of, I assume, a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and play it, Jorge. I'll describe what it looks like, but go ahead and play the actual first tweet.
Hey, feeling good?
Good.
Huge explosion with
right.
Drew Brees right there. I'm thinking, oh my God. Bergman shows me this morning, sends me the first tweet. I'm like, oh my God, what happened to Drew Brees? What happened on this commercial? There's like a big explosion right at the end, and then you don't hear anything. So 8 o'clock this morning, here is the reveal. Hit the reveal, Jorge.
What's up, guys? Drew Brees here. Just wanted to jump on and let you know that I am alive and well here in Catatumbo, Venezuela, which, by the way, is the most active hotspot for lightning strikes in the world. And I'm buzzing, like literally so excited because PointsBet is giving away free lightning bets to all customers this weekend. But anyway, I gotta go. I gotta get back to set, finish this commercial. Hopefully lightning doesn't strike twice.
And then it does strike, yeah. So my first thought was, this is really kind of twisted and crass. If you were a Drew Brees fan and you were like looking at Twitter last night and you saw there was this big explosion on the set, well, what happened to Drew Brees? 8 o'clock this morning, it turns out to be an ad. Momo, is that twisted and mean or brilliant marketing?
I think it's kind of twisted and mean. I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No, it's bad karma. I don't like to mess around with like making people think that you're dying, like you're really hurt or something. That's kind of messed. That's messed up, I think.
Bergman, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can survive a lightning strike.
They made it look like something really terrible.
Yeah,
I think there's just too much time in between, like 10 p.m. at night and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, people went to bed thinking he was
dead.
Yeah,
because you have no idea and you can't find anything, so you're probably like searching for things from the hospitals or whatever it happens to be, saying like, what's going on with Drew Brees? And then at 8 o'clock, you're like, oh. It's just a points bet thing.
Yeah, it's a points bet thing. Although, here we are talking about points bet and lightning bets.
It worked, but that doesn't mean it was good.
It's effective. Yeah. I don't even know what points bet is necessarily, but now I'm curious.
So I was in a Twitter rabbit hole last night, too, but not on this.
Okay, what were you searching?
I wasn't searching. I was on Kanye and Chris Paul and all that nonsense. Like, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just like every night there's some crazy story like that now.
Yeah, it is weird. It is weird. Yeah, he's out of control. He's out of control.
Oh, they banned him again. He got kicked
off.
Did he get banned again?
Yeah. As he should be. you know, there's interesting going on this weekend. On Sunday, there's going to be a vote. And what they call it is the Contemporary Era Hall of Fame voting.
Okay.
And there is a panel of 16 people that has been put together. And they will vote on recent people who dropped off the Hall of Fame ballot. And so among the names here are Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, Fred McGriff. Those are probably the primary names that we're talking about. And guys on the panel include guys like Alan Trammell and Artie Moreno and people from all across baseball, journalists and players, but only 16 people. You need 12 votes to get in. What do you think the odds are that Barry Bonds, Curt Schilling, Roger Clemens, that these guys actually get in with 12 votes at this panel?
Who's on the panel? Are they supporters?
Okay,
give me a.
I'll give you a sampling of the people on the panel because I did work ahead and I did do that. I mentioned Fred McGriff. I mentioned Lee Smith, Frank Thomas, Alan Trammell, former Toronto CEO Paul Beeston, Theo Epstein, Artie Moreno, Kim Ng from the Marlins, Twins president David St. Peter. Media members include Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle and people like that. So there's 16 people. If you get 5 no votes, you're out.
Okay,
does anybody clear that barrier?
Bonds, I think, might.
See, I don't think Bonds is going to. I don't think Bonds is going to. I'm not a Bonds to the Hall of Fame guy at all. I don't think Barry Bonds. I think there will be at least 5 people there who think, like, if I was Frank Thomas and I legitimately hit 500 home runs, I'd be like, well, screw him. I'm not voting for Barry Bonds. He didn't do it the fair way.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's that attitude that I think will keep guys out. Now, the one person that I think will get through, Bergman, do you think anybody's getting through?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are actually going to get through because of the names that you said there. They're more contemporary names.
Give me the names.
Lee Smith, Frank Thomas, Alan Trammell.
No. I'm sorry. Of contemporary guys that might get in.
The names that are going to get in or potentially getting in. Bonds.
Clemens.
Schilling. Sosa. And Fred McGriff. Those are the big names.
Schilling will probably get in, too.
He's got some weird stuff.
Clearly. But okay, he doesn't. He Bonds wasn't and really Clemens, linked to.
I can see Bonds and Clemens getting in.
Three of the four are linked to PEDs.
Right.
Yes.
I think a lot of the. And like
Schilling
guys
isn't
like,
really, right.
Like Frank Thomas, Lee Smith, Kim Ng. I think there's going to be a lot of those types of people that are going to be like, yes, I think it's time for them to get in. It seems like the voters are not those old, crotchety old men that are, you know, like from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
that
but
are still
what about
their...
the players are the ones that have been the ones traditionally who've been very opposed to steroid people getting in.
You think Frank Thomas is against the steroid era?
I do. I think Frank Thomas played it clean during an era where nobody really did.
You think he did? I don't know. I don't have any reason to
There's no reason to believe that he... Yeah, there's no
reason. Well, he's a big guy, but I mean, you know.
He's just a big guy in general.
But beyond that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you guys. And Jorge, you get a vote here too. Barry Bonds, yes or no? Momo?
I'm a yes.
Yes. Bergman?
No.
No. Jorge?
Yes.
Yes. And me? No. Okay, Clemens?
I'm a yes.
Momo's a yes. Greg?
I'm a yes.
Yes, Jorge.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a no. I thought he was total D when he was running that Brian McNamee through the mud.
I mean, it doesn't matter what he does.
Well, no, it was all over the PED person. Thing.
Yeah, I guess he does have the PED thing.
That's why he went after him. Okay, let's do Curt Schilling. Momo?
I'm a yes.
Yes. Greg?
I mean, if I have to be a yes for Clemens, I have to be a yes for Schilling.
Yes. Jorge?
No.
No. And
you don't
I'm
think
yes.
his credentials are good enough?
I'm a yes no. on Schilling. You don't think he's good enough?
He's one of the best postseason pitchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever. I mean, I think
he gets extra for that.
Yeah, he is 11-2 with a 2.23 ERA and 19 postseason starts, including World Series games. So, yeah, I know he's got all kinds of baggage with
political
stuff.
I can overlook. I mean, to me, political stuff you can get past.
I can get by political stuff more than I can get by cheating stuff.
Right. It's more stuff that you're doing on the because you're being judged on the field.
One of the four that you read me that I would be a no on is Sosa.
Well, no, I'm out on Sosa.
Yeah, so
Sosa's a no.
I threw Sosa. McGuire, I think Sosa's a joke. Okay, last one. Fred McGriff, Momo?
I think I'm a yes on McGriff.
I'm Greg? Not. No, I'm a
what
no.
are his stats? His stats are really good.
He was like 7 home runs shy of 500 or something like that. Or
Jorge?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, don't know who that is.
Crime
and
Dog.
I'm a yes. I think this is the one guy who's actually going to get through. Let me.
Crime Dog, Craig McGriff.
I never thought that Fred McGriff was one of the best players of the time when he was playing. I think that makes a big difference.
You've never seen the Tom Emanski, Fred McGriff stuff?
But those are like the hitting videos. Yeah, I've definitely seen those. So maybe you get in just for that.
No, you don't.
I mean, he played for a long time. I never thought to myself, Fred McGriff is the best player in the game.
Fred McGriff, again, in an era where some guys were cheating, Fred McGriff batted .284 with 493 home runs.
Yeah, 7-4.
.284.
Legit way. A .377 on base percentage and an .886 OPS. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, but look, you're talking about a guy that did play for a long time, but at the same time, with the 493 home runs, that was in a time where it was absolute. If you hit 500 home runs, you were in. 3,000 wins, you were in. It was that era, and he didn't get there. I know he was just short of it.
He was 7 home runs shy. You're going to keep on. Greg, think about this. Career .377 on base percentage, career .886 OPS.
Was he one of the best 5 players in the game at his position, or even the best player? Did he dominate his era?
He was a 5-time All-Star.
Well, but did he dominate his era?
Did he dominate his era? Is that really your criteria?
No, did you ever think to yourself, he's one of the best players in all of baseball at the time? I didn't think so. I mean, I was a little bit younger at the time, but still, when he was with the Braves, he wasn't the best player on the Braves.
Yeah, I think he's getting through. Because I think, again, in an era where a lot of guys were cheating, he did not.
Mm.
I think that counts for something. That counts for something. All right. Anyway, interesting follow. That'll come out on Sunday, the results of this voting. It's one last chance for Bonds and for Clemens and for Schilling to get in. I think McGriff is the one guy who gets through. All right. Coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Woo. It's F at Friday. We are getting ready for Lakers versus Bucks tonight here on 710 ESPN. Trojans versus Utah in Vegas at 5 p.m. And let's see, one other. Oh, and tomorrow, USA versus the Netherlands at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. So it's a crazy big sports weekend. All right, let me tell you about my friend Jacob Imrani. So, Jacob, I want you to think about this. This weekend, driving around, it's raining today. People drive lousy when it's raining. And you got big plans, and you're going to drive over to meet friends or whatever, and bam, another car hits you. Then imagine if the next day the insurance company calls you, and you say, I feel okay. Then a few days later, you start feeling some pain. Unfortunately, the insurance company, they recorded your call and they have your statement saying you feel okay. By doing that, you probably cost yourself thousands upon thousands of dollars in compensation. Instead of trying to handle an accident by yourself, next time you're in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. Nobody plans on being in an accident, but when it happens, you got to call Jacob. He and his team will speak to the insurance company on your behalf so you won't innocently say the wrong thing and hurt your case. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. And where does it land? Okay. That's a good question for you, Momo.
Hmm.
All right.
What is your greatest strength and what is your greatest weakness?
Oh, that's interesting. My greatest... We'll start with the weakness, okay?
Okay.
I think it's a choice between two. I think that I can be too trusting. A little bit, like a little borderline gullible. A little naive, gullible sometimes.
Okay.
A little too trusting. I think it comes from a good place, but it's a little... The other side of the other weakness, I think we'll stick with that. I think sometimes I get burned on that, and I'm a little I should be a little
you
more
trust people too much, and they
yeah
let you down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What about your greatest strength?
My greatest strength, I think that I think I'm very empathetic.
That's nice.
I think the empathy is my greatest strength. I that's what kind of makes me a good writer, a good. Good at what I do in my life.
Well,
right?
Those two things go together, right?
Yeah,
if
they
you're
do.
If you're empathetic to everybody, then you tend to trust them, and you sometimes get burned.
And you shouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, like, I generally can talk to. I would be a good like person to hire to go with you on an awkward social situation because I can kind of talk to anybody.
Yeah, you definitely can talk to anybody.
Yeah, because I can empathize. It's like,
yes.
You can't, you know, there's a fakeness to it, right? Like, because you're obviously not really the same as totally different groups, right?
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't feel fake for me because I can connect and I can empathize.
Okay, so weakness is naivete or gullible.
Yeah.
Strength is empathy. Bergman, what about you?
Kind of a little bit opposite. My best...
Opposite?
Opposite.
Well, no, my best strength is ability to multitask. I think I do a very good job of having multiple things going on.
That's an important skill.
It is an important skill. Yeah. I think empathy is my biggest weakness. I don't have enough of it.
Really?
I feel like...
Really?
Yeah. I think
you're a
I
nice
need
guy.
More. Nice is... But like being empathetic towards somebody is different than being nice.
Understanding how they feel. You don't...
Yes.
When you talk to somebody, you don't try to put yourself in their shoes and say, oh, I understand how they're feeling.
I'm getting better at it, but that has been a big problem for me in the past where people... Like someone would cry and I'd be like, I got nothing on you. Like, I got nothing
for
you. Yeah. It's not enough. Yeah. I need to raise that more.
You've got a
I don't cry, Mace. Like that's
yeah, you know, it's true. Greg does not cry at anything.
Interesting. Anything.
So empathy is the ability to see what somebody else is going through.
Right.
To empathize with.
And I have a trouble with that. I mean, we had a situation where I didn't empathize enough with you.
Yeah, you weren't.
That's right. Did you guys all settle that? Yeah.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
But yeah, but that was that's a problem. I don't do that enough. I'm not good at it.
Okay. Huh. Jorge, what about you?
I think my work ethic. I have like three different jobs.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can do this. I can do that. I think I can. My work ethic just.
You go home. You cook dinner for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I have work at home too. And then replying to emails and being communicative.
Oh, my God.
I have so many different accounts. And it's just like remembering passwords. And it's just I can't reply to emails. I can't. Like the last time I checked my email from here was like maybe Monday.
It drives
really?
Me insane.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Like, I can't like.
But you respond to text messages.
Yeah, because it's on my phone and it's there, and I can respond.
I know. I got like that too. Yeah. I really don't use my laptop as much unless I'm writing a story. So like, if it doesn't go in on my phone, it's like it goes into some black hole. Like if it requires, if I have to sign up for something on a desktop, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Well, I
work on mobile.
I do not do a good job on email. I've got 20,939 emails in my inbox.
Oh no,
right
I have
now,
more.
So.
Mace.
Do you really?
More. Yeah,
I'm gonna
check
feel
right
it
now.
In my bones, how annoyed.
Okay,
I am.
Hold on.
You are you one of those nerdy clean up your inbox guys? Bergman?
Nothing. No red dots. Period.
No
anywhere
way.
On my phone. Not
so
one.
So I gave up. Here. Okay, Jorge. Let's see who wins.
You guys,
does your number start with it? What? Mine is 237,661.
Oh no, I don't. I just clear them. Like if it's on my phone and it's like a company or like anything you sign up for, I just delete.
Wait, so you just delete all the company emails?
No. I don't have access to my company. The company.
Oh,
email,
got it.
I don't have
your
it on
ESPN
my phone.
Address.
Right.
Yeah.
I
don't. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, no, I've never been a big thing about that. My dad was always a big, I don't want anything in my text. He didn't want any of his texts to stay on his phone.
Yeah.
Help me erase this text. Help me erase it. He was so anal about it. All right, so for me, I think my biggest strength is my ability to improvise in life, on the show. I'm very good at that. The weakness, Bergman, you probably know what it is.
eating?
Too hard on myself.
Coming to work.
No, too hard on yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, coming to work. No, too hard on myself.
You are very, very hard on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I walk out of the show some days thinking I was the worst show in the world. And Bergen said, I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, I'll be like, hey, great show, Mace. I was really good. I really enjoyed that one. He's like, God, it sucked. What do you mean? What part of it didn't you like?
Yeah, I know. I know. I need to be better at that. I need to go a little bit more easy, as Adele would sing. All right, so I've got, interestingly, the odds to win the World Cup, the updated odds.
Okay.
Now, Bergman, I heard you trying to explain what was happening today in the World Cup to Travis and Sliwa. Describe what did happen, because I'm a little like Travis. I love the game, unlike Travis, but I also have trouble keeping track of who's going to leave what group and how many points they need and all that kind of stuff. So who is? Are we done with this? Do we have the knockout round set?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the knockout round is set.
It was a crazy finish there. Like, Cameroon actually beat Brazil today.
They needed to beat them to advance,
no,
right?
But they did not advance.
But they did not advance because Switzerland
the Swiss won.
Beat Serbia 3-2.
And it was tied for a lot of that game. Yeah. It was 2-2. Although, I think if it was tied, Switzerland still would have moved on. But there was a point where Serbia was ahead 2-1, and maybe they could have gone ahead and actually moved through.
So I've got a list of the odds. So first of all, Ireland has Brazil in our show pool. Brazil is the favorite to win it all at 9-4. Jorge has Argentina. They are the second favorite at 19-4.
Okay.
France is the third favorite. I think Lindsay wound up with France. They are 11-2, the defending champs. Spain is next at 6-1. That's Bergman's team. And then England is 9-1. That is my team. The United States is currently 100-1. Anybody want that bet? 100-1 on the USA.
I'll put some money on it just for like 100-1. Yeah.
Why not put some money on it?
Give me $5,000 on it.
$5,000.
$5,000 on 100-1. From
last kidding month? Me? That wins you 100,000.
That means $500,000. Yeah.
$500. Is that $500,000?
$500,000. Yeah.
Okay. You're good, man.
To win
that's
it all.
That's a great bet.
It is a good bet. 100-1. I mean, if someone wants a higher one. It's
so here are the odds. Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., here are the odds on this game that we're going to play against the Netherlands. The Netherlands to advance is minus 225, which means you bet 225 to win 100.
Right.
Okay? The USA is plus 175, which means you bet 100 to win 175. So technically, the odds for the Netherlands 4-9, and the odds for the U.S. 7-4. The Netherlands would be a considerable favorite to win tomorrow. And the one thing I know about the Netherlands, and this is from the World Cup 4 years ago, that's like flop city. That's like Flop City USA. They're the biggest floppers of last time. Who's the biggest flopper, Jorge? What team?
Mexico.
Oh, no. Stop.
Oh, they're always on the ground, rolling around in pain, and then pop right up, and they run away.
It's Spain. It's Brazil. It's Neymar. And Neymar and company.
Yeah. Brazil's there, too. Yeah.
Brazil. Okay.
And anytime we got the Dos Acero, there was always Mexico players all on the floor. Nothing. Oh, my leg. Right. Yeah, and they're up and running around.
It is kind of the weird. So it annoying. Is the weird part of
soccer.
Of soccer. Is
but all that time is made up again. Like, all that time is made up in this World Cup. Like, all the
it is, but Jorge, aren't they pretending like they're hurt when they're not really hurt?
I mean, yeah.
Yes. And they really momentum. Have to sell it. You have to really sell it.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Jorge, tell me if I'm wrong, but I have never seen as much additional time added on. When I was growing up, I always felt like it was somewhere between 2 and 5 minutes.
That's it.
And now it's like every single game is
now
9 minutes.
9 minutes, 8 minutes. It's like it's crazy.
Always almost 10 full more minutes every time.
There was a stat out there at the beginning of the World Cup that there's been a whole 90 minutes given just on extra time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Why is it like that? Why are they doing
that? Because guys are falling down and pretending they're hurt.
Yeah.
Injury time.
Well, and people taking time to track the ball down after a throw-in. They're just keeping that. I actually think it's probably more than that. If you actually really kept it.
That was at the beginning of the beginning part of the group stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 90 minutes total.
No, but I think there's probably 15 minutes of stall time in each game.
All right. I tell you what, coming up next. So that's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. By the way, have you ever been to the Netherlands, Momo?
I have. Yeah,
me too. We'll tell some Dutch stories. Oh, okay. Plus, I got some mythical money bets. We'll do that. I've got a... Oh, I'm sorry. Take all that back. We're going to do Bobcat next. Sorry. It's a very short show, so it's very compressed. And Bergman is going to throw a bunch of stuff at us next. Then at 2:30, Pete Arbogast, voice of the Trojans, is going to join us here on the show as we get ready for the Pac-12 championship game in Vegas, 5 o'clock this afternoon here on the... Oh, well, it won't be here. But this is the exclusive unofficial home of USC Trojans football, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.